Good morning. It's Monday, the 3rd of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. The Luxembourg authorities will carry out a nationwide test of their emergency alert system today at 11 a.m. In addition to sounding the country's network of warning sirens, authorities will also trigger a cell broadcast alert, a loud notification sent to mobile phones at around 11 a.m. This is part of a wider effort to test and improve the country's alert infrastructure. The rescue services CGDIS are reporting several incidents since yesterday evening. One person was injured when two cars collided in Esch, another when a vehicle hit a tree between Bertrange and Dippach. Two people were hurt in an accident at the Bettenburg crossroads, and a basement fire in Esch caused property damage only. In world news, Hamas has handed over the bodies of three hostages to Israel. They were soldiers found in a tunnel in southern Gaza and still need to be identified. The return of bodies is part of the ceasefire accord. 11 still remain in the Gaza Strip. Police are holding one suspect following a mass stabbing on a train in Huntington in England. The 32-year-old British man remains in custody after another man arrested in the case was released with no charges. 10 people were wounded, including 9 critically. Police are investigating attempted murder but have ruled out terrorism. Foreign ministers from several Muslim countries are meeting in Istanbul to discuss the US peace plan for Gaza. The plan calls for a ceasefire followed by forming a technocratic government and disarming Hamas. Countries attending include Turkey, Egypt, Indonesia, Jordan, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Western Jamaica is reeling from catastrophic destruction after Hurricane Melissa tore through the island last week. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has confirmed at least 28 deaths, with more fatalities still being verified. Melissa made landfall on Tuesday as a Category 5 hurricane with 300 km/h winds, the most intense storm to hit Jamaica in 90 years. And a Swiss startup and Luxembourg's Emil Weber Group are launching Twiliner, Europe's first luxury overnight bus service. The double-decker features 21 business-class sleeper seats that recline into beds. Service between Zurich and Amsterdam via Luxembourg City begin mid-November. Tickets cost 155 to 250 euros. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with tennis, and Jannik Sinner won the Paris Masters for the first time, defeating Felix Auger Aliasmi 6-4, 7-6 on Sunday. The Italian will reclaim the world number one ranking from Carlos Alcaraz when ATP rankings are updated later today. Luxembourg's Jeanne Léhar ended her 2025 season with victory at the World Cup Triathlon in Chile on Sunday. The Luxembourger won the sprint distance event in Viña del Mar in 56 minutes and 13 seconds, finishing well ahead of Spain's Sara Guerrero and Venezuela's Rosa Elena Martinez. It was her first World Cup victory. And two-time Olympic marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge has announced he'll run 7 marathons on 7 continents over the next 2 years to raise funds for charity. The Kenyan great made the announcement after finishing 17th at Sunday's New York Marathon. After a rather wet Sunday, the new week will let us keep the umbrella at home. Foggy in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and no rain on the horizon. The temperature isn't changing much, with a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees, rising to a maximum of 10 degrees.